We are mostly live and completely local. This is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to the Big Show with Ron Van Dam. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us and how it affects us here on the South Shore of Massachusetts. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
It's Tory Tuesday. I'm Ron Van Dam, and it's a Ron Van Dam Show, and it's Tory Tuesday. Good morning, Tory.
Good morning.
Yay.
Good afternoon.
It's her live.
Good evening.
Is this a recording of you, or are you really here?
I'm here.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. When am I not here? Has it ever been a recording of me? Do you record me? Am I here when I'm not here? Now you have to listen all the time.
We have recordings of you doing odd things.
Oh, no.
Singing in the car. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like the Truman Show. There's like a camera. Nice.
Oh, there is.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
Technology has really come far.
Well, the NSA. Yeah. I always say hi to them on my Skype when I leave.
Do you?
Bye, NSA.
Do you have like cable in your house?
Yeah.
Do you have Comcast?
Yeah. You're scaring me.
Do you have the little receiver box? Is it facing you?
Oh, my God.
Do you shower in the same room?
No.
No, there's a conspiracy theater. Conspiracy theater.
Oh, I like that. I think I'll start that.
Yeah.
Let's have that.
Acting out some of the famous conspiracies of all time.
I love it, yeah. The Grassy Knoll.
The Grassy Knoll. Chapter 2, The Grassy Knoll. As you remember last time. there's a conspiracy theory that in little cable receiver boxes that there are tiny little cameras.
Yeah.
And that that little black plastic thing on the front,
right,
you can see through.
And what are they looking at? Me watching TV? Wow, that's so thrilling. I might talk about like global matters, I guess.
I don't know. It could be a reality show that they're putting together. I really don't know. I don't believe that. I don't believe in the conspiracy stuff. I think
no.
You can take any subject and you can turn it into a conspiracy.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely.
They need the tinfoil hats. Yeah.
The newest conspiracy theory, have you heard this? Is that apparently there are mass graves being produced and mass tombs and stuff, and they're being stored somewhere out in like the the desert, and conspiracy theorists are saying that's because the zombies are coming, or the government's going to take us over with the New World Order and kill everybody, and so they're preparing tombs. And I'm saying, like, yeah, if the government's going to go killing people, they're going to respectfully bury everybody in a tomb. I mean, seriously.
No, I have heard the internment camp rumor, though. Like, they have these camps that they used to use, you know, in World War II for the Japanese and whatnot. And they're redoing those, like, Otis Air Force Base is going to be one. I mean, there's these little, you know, that one I have heard.
And why would they make those camps?
I don't know. To control us. To keep the people that can't be controlled there. I don't even understand it.
I'm not against that.
Some people need to be there, probably. I agree. Maybe I'm one of them.
Internment camps. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
For what?
Does the government actually say that that's what they're doing?
I don't think so.
No, of course not.
I think it's just these lunatics that do that. That
what they're doing is they're putting together little summer camp programs.
That's
all it is.
It really is.
Yeah, why not use the old air bases as summer camps?
Yeah.
And the kids will go there and they go swimming and volleyball and things like that.
I love the Weymouth Air Base. I bike there sometimes.
Now they're like condos, right?
Part of it is condos, but the rest of it's all still abandoned airstrips.
Oh, haunted maybe.
I don't know. And there's like the two, you know, traffic control towers.
Oh, they're still up?
They're still up and they're like being vandalized and whatnot.
Oh.
So, but you go and you look around and it's, yeah.
That's why they need internment camps.
For
the vandals.
Oh, vandals. Yeah, they already have prisons. What's the difference?
I know. Well, because prisons are becoming overrun and they need to, and some of these guys should be outside. I don't know. I have no idea.
Right.
Yeah, but these tomb things, apparently, these people that own cemeteries,
right,
they only own a certain amount of land. And when people die, it's not like they recycle them and they go, okay, take out the guy from 1982.
Oh,
we got one from 2014
coming in.
Because I don't think the families might get pissed.
Just cremate
perhaps.
People. Everyone just be cremated.
I agree with you.
One. Man alive.
The cremate push.
Jeez. Yeah.
But so these, you know, cemeteries, they're a money-making place too. So they're running out of space. So what they're deciding to do is these manufacturers are actually making these four tomb little cement things.
Like mausoleums.
Maybe. Yes. So they can put four people in, okay. in their own separate little thing, but right. within one cubicle. Hmm. And that way, not just have a guy buried in the ground, we can go deeper now.
Right.
And go like
I
tenfold
like
deep.
Stack them.
Stack them, but in their own little thing
sure.
still.
Right, respectfully.
Yeah,
respectfully
like,
stacking.
Yeah, like yeah, respectful stacking.
Exactly, I like that.
Like pancakes.
It really is.
It's respectful stacking.
I think that's, well, you know what, if you cremate people, there's no zombies too. That will eliminate the whole zombie issue.
You're right, you're right.
So I don't understand why that can't be done.
And that is apparently a very large concern.
Well, you know how zombies work anyway. They kind of die and then they reanimate. So there's no time in that
I
little
know.
Window.
To... I never saw the zombie threat because you can always outrun them.
Yeah.
Always.
Right. That's true. That's
and
true.
They're already dead, so like, what does it take to stop them now? Seriously, it's just...
That's
never,
a great point.
And I watch these zombie movies, and I'm not threatened by them, and I don't understand why the people
oh,
run from them.
Well, watch World War Z, the one with Brad Pitt, oh. because those zombies are not slow. They're like super
oh, they run fast?
They're,
oh.
like, Mike, they're like wicked fast.
Oh.
They have like, you know, rockets
well,
on them.
Well, that's a whole different zombie
then
thing.
It really was. They okay. thought, well, you know what? Well, let's make zombies faster this time.
But because they're not threatening otherwise.
they're otherwise
just, they're just ugly. And
Brad Pitt said, hey, I'm not doing it. You get regular zombies.
Yeah.
That's silly. Oh, fast ones. Okay,
fast
that's something.
Ones, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Where's the threat with the regular zombies?
Yeah, that's right. These ones are climbing walls and
yeah.
stuff. So, ooh.
I think I live among them now.
Do you?
I know quite a few of them.
Oh, no.
There's Bob and Pete.
Republicans.
They're all Republicans. Every one of those zombies. They don't move too fast. They make stupid
they
decisions.
Think,
right? Yeah, they're Republicans.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they just happen to be Republicans. I think it's more that.
Yeah, that's probably it. We'll go with that.
Okay, fine. Well, it's Tory Tuesday. Hi, Tory.
Hello.
On Thursday of this week, this is what, October 21st, I believe.
Yeah.
On Thursday of this week, we're going to Easton Cable to do the four ballot question special.
That'll be fun.
Oh, be good times.
Yeah, I can't wait to start.
And let's wait till Thursday. And you can watch it if you live in the town of Easton. It'll probably be in other towns, too. But we're going to be talking about the four questions.
And also online, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I think so. Let's find out.
So we'll find out.
Nail
and then
it
we'll
down
announce
and,
it. And
right.
then, yeah, well, that's easier than watching it on cable. Just go online.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's online.
Yeah,
you can throw
not?
Your television out the window.
That is the forecast that within a certain number of years, televisions will actually be large internet monitors.
Okay.
All the televisions,
I like that.
All the television will come through the internet.
Right. Why
and
not?
Cable will be like, they're going to just start taking their, Comcast will be like a big internet company and TV is like,
well, that was a Red Hot Chili
so
Pepper
much.
Song. Throw away your television.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So they like that, you know. That's so because it gets in your mind anyway. It's bad for you.
Yeah, it is bad.
That was
for
their
you.
Point, and
yeah.
I think System of a Down advocates that as well. Yeah, some
okay.
of the
whatever.
Better groups.
Whatever
they know.
Sure. Earlier, I think even we were talking about this like months ago that this winter was supposed to be very severe in New England.
This one?
And they've changed that.
Oh.
Yes.
Because of global warming.
Partially, but
I mean
more
climate change. I'm sorry.
Right. Careful.
That's right, because that would be just warming. That's colding too. That's why they call it climate.
Climate change.
Right.
Yeah, because people weren't. They were saying like in the winter, like, hey, global warming. It's like 20 degrees.
There's
out.
A vortex too, yeah, and it would right. get you know. Yeah.
Well, there are air current things that go on anyway, and they're called El Nino.
Oh, that's right. And the Pinto and the Santa
and
Maria.
And the El Pinto and El Santa Maria.
Right. right.
So this is like, in New England, it's a 70% chance of an El Nino, which would mean warmer air currents.
I'll take it.
So, I'll take two.
Why not?
So that would mean less, it would be warmer temperatures is what it would mean. So
right.
if it precipitates, then snow would really kind of be rain.
Okay.
Which would be nice.
It would.
So the forecast now, since it's 70% chance, they say that, yeah, it'll snow this winter, but there'll be like a week of possible snowstorms,
mm-hmm.
and then like 2-3 weeks of no snow whatsoever.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Except if you ski.
What's wrong with me? Why am I talking like this?
I don't know. You're around
it's
people that do it.
It's starting to bother me now.
It's like you have kids that do it.
I don't, though.
Uh-oh. I don't know. Television?
No.
Do you watch like the Gilmore Girls? I don't even know if that's on.
I don't even think it's on.
I don't know. I've heard of it. So I've never seen it.
You don't watch
it,
television,
no,
apparently.
It sounds like something that was on.
Anyway, so it could be interestingly wonderful. And December is supposed to be possibly the warmest December on record.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What kind of record?
45.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know. Kind of record.
I mean, when did the? I mean, that's a quite a feat to do that.
It is a feat.
Because my feet will be warm. My feet are always cold in the winter.
Why is it that here's the funny thing that I was thinking of, and you're a woman, so this is a good thing to talk about.
Oh, you've talked about this. It's why are women always cold, colder than men. You've brought this up before.
Have I?
Yes.
I'm losing it. I don't even remember it.
Yeah. I can produce the evidence.
Why? Through my cable box?
Probably. I do spy on you through it.
I kind of understand that that's a metaphysical possibility.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
But here's a weird thing. Because I do weddings on weekends in order to live and eat.
Right.
And I've always noticed that the guys have to wear suits and ties when they go to a wedding.
Right.
The women, religiously, wear like short dresses and just a dress, which is a thin piece of material that doesn't cover the whole body at all.
I've noticed that.
And then men dress like it's like they're, you know, they're freezing.
Guys
but
wear
not.
Pants, right?
Guys wear pants, they wear jackets, they wear shirts and jackets.
They just don't wear dresses normally. So
they
you're
tend
see
not
that.
To.
Some
but
do.
I know, but isn't it interesting that it's the women that are cold, yet it's the women in a formal situation which dress the skimpiest.
Yeah, they have to, though. Well, I mean, they're trying to dress up. Thus the word dress, I suppose, huh?
But my point, though, is that it's like should be swapped.
It's swapped because we're colder. We're colder creatures.
You should have more clothes on.
Right.
So why do women, when they go to weddings and formal events, why is it always the skimpiest amount of clothes? Why can't they wear things that are more winterish?
Because Fernando's Hideaway.
Yeah.
It's not how you feel, it's how you look.
It's how you look.
And you look marvelous.
So a woman still feels in her mind that the most attractive...
Gotta look good.
But to look good, you must look skimpy in material.
Well, if you're bundled up, who's going to see how good you look?
I got you now.
That's
a good point.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Right.
So you're saying that the curvature of the body is a definition of how well someone looks.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
Probably. I mean, I didn't make those rules up.
No, I'm just trying to understand them.
And obviously in this sweatshirt, I'm not caring. I stopped caring. So.
Well, you like to be comfortable. I think that's different. If you were going to a formal event, you wouldn't be wearing a sweatshirt.
And I really
obviously.
Don't go to those because I'm not invited. So how would I go
if you were invited, you would
if I were invited.
And you would be wearing something skimpish.
Sure. Okay. Well, to a point.
Are you saying sure because I said that?
No.
The way you said it was, yeah, sure, whatever.
I know. I think sure gets a bad rep. It really does because I like the word sure.
It's nice.
But people misunderstand it because it can be sarcastic.
Everything can be sarcastic. It
With
is
me
the way
especially.
That you say it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything I say is sarcastic by definition.
Sure.
Sure.
I see what you're saying now.
Sure you do. Yes, it was my dentist. Okay, right. I don't know what that meant.
Okay.
September brought more record heat globally. Meteorologists say Earth is now on a pace to tie for the hottest year ever recorded. That's kind of scary.
Again, when did they start this recording? Go back to Egyptian times. I'll tell you hot.
You sounded so Jewish.
I tend
Go
to do
back
that.
To Egyptian times. I'll tell you hot.
That's right.
I don't have the records for that.
Yeah, I know, but these record things.
They
know.
Didn't start that. I think they started December 1916 was the last time.
Oh,
they...
Oh, come on. Now, that's not even 100 years
all
ago.
Right, maybe it was 18-something.
Because, you know, really...
I'm just making up numbers.
Yeah, there were horses and buggies there. Dust bowl things. I don't know.
I know. You're right.
I don't know. I mean, I agree with the ozone layer thing. I mean, there's something going on. We're getting warmer, but...
Well, it's getting warmer in certain places.
Right.
Right. And that would cause the oceans to rise because the caps are supposed to be cold.
Right.
So if that melts, the oceans rise, and then we're in for trouble.
Somebody is, not us. This will happen long after we're dead. People know that, right?
They pretty much predict. I don't know who they are. I can't name them. But
I mean you and me. I don't mean humans.
Oh, who gives a crap?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're gone.
Yeah, but we have children.
They'll be gone, too.
Well, what about the children's children?
Well, I can't think that far ahead.
Yeah,
it hurts my head.
Well, what difference does it make to us?
Well,
I mean, I'm not being selfish or anything, but seriously.
Yeah, there's other things to work on right now, like Ebola and ISIS and, you know, practical fears.
I don't know if Ebola is a fear really necessarily anymore.
For some countries it is. Probably not this one.
For CNN it is.
Oh, my God.
Other than that, 24-hour coverage of how you're going to be checking in.
Did you hear Shep Shepherd? What's his name again, that guy
from
Fox?
Shepherd Smith.
I always call him Shep Shepherd. But just the shepherd dude. Like he was like, you know, yeah, he has a flock and whatnot.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Yeah.
But he came on and did a whole thing real serious. Like, there's nothing to be afraid of. Everyone calm down.
Well, it's kind of true.
And yes, but the way he's saying it, he's not the right person for the job.
I know.
He's already like, you know, robo person.
Yeah, he's homosexual.
Well, I didn't, but I can tell.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
You know, it's not that hidden, but I never really delved in.
I mean, absolutely makes no difference whatsoever.
Right.
And I applaud that. I think
even
newscaster
Anderson
should
Cooper,
be.
If you want a gay guy, he would have been better to do that. I just think something about Shepard, dude. He's weird.
I think every large news organization is supposed to now have one gay person.
Yeah, because it's, you know, with diversity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to.
All right.
Did you know that Stonehill College has dropped their SAT requirement?
No, I didn't know that. I don't follow that stuff. I'll take
you don't
your word
follow
on
the SAT bulletin?
No, but I was talking about it over the weekend, my SAT scores with my brother. We were both talking. That's funny how you bring that up then, yeah.
Yeah, I do bring that up. And it's not funny. It's sarcastic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just interesting how, and universities still have to go by the SAT admission thing because they're state universities, but the individual colleges don't.
I don't even follow any of this.
I don't even care either.
But it's you know, they should just do away with those things.
Stupid. Did you read about the airbag thing?
No.
Oh, this is big stuff.
I don't read, number one. Let's start. Okay. Did I read about anything? I don't read. I read comic books. So,
All right.
I'm not reading things. I watch in a little internet, and you know.
Well, this is about Archie's airbag.
Archie?
Well, we're putting it in your terms.
Ooh, okay. Nice.
Veronica. I used to love that comic. That's about the only one I really ever read. When those books came out, those
really?
Little comic book things.
Yeah. I loved
you know,
them.
The thick editions.
I liked the scary ones. Any horror comic books.
Oh, you
books.
Like that?
Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite. With the big, you know, the boogeyman coming in, the swamp thing. And
yeah.
I like things like
that. I used to believe that when I was a kid. So that kind of stuff really did scare me.
Yeah, yeah. That's me too.
But why would you seek that out if it scared you?
It's great. Don't you like being afraid sometimes?
No.
No.
Why would I?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would I like being afraid? I never understood that.
Because it's not really real, though. You're in your house. You're in your bed. You're reading your little
How
comic
do you know
book.
It's not real. If you really are afraid, then it is
it's
real.
It's a great sensation, isn't it?
Do you like roller coasters?
We did this, no. But only because I'm afraid of heights.
What did we not do?
We've covered everything. All ground has been covered between you and I.
That sucks.
I know. So keep digging. Dig down to that mausoleum where they stack them four high.
Four high. I'll take one four high.
They better be stacking me. Stick me in the oven. Thank you.
I have gone for the cremation thing.
Yeah.
I really have.
Yeah.
The whole thing is just utterly crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think I would want my bones to be in the ground and be decayed. I mean, that's awful. Not that I...
It is.
It's awful.
It's terrible.
And that would be horrible.
But you're under there. Who cares? You're not even around anymore. If your bones, I just think it's space conservation. Let's not take up all this land with bodies. It's morbid when you think about it. Why do that? Stop it.
The only way that I would retain my body is if the frozen technology came
Disney.
Around. Yeah.
Just your head. They only need your head then.
Is he still frozen?
Yeah, I think so. It's what do you call it? Chiro freezing.
Chiro.
It starts with a C and it's a long word. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know what it is.
Cyrogenics?
But chirogenics.
Okay.
Probably.
Like a fan, how it oscillates. I used to say oscillates because it was that C, like Popeye.
I know some adults that still can't pronounce the word spaghetti.
Oh, they say pischetti and stuff? Oh my God, that's so funny.
It is. It's weird.
I mock them.
They're mockable.
Like my kids used to say vegetables. Vegetable. I thought that was cute. And pretzel. I didn't correct them for the longest time because I just thought it was sweet. I wanted them to stay little. So
and
by the time
did.
They were 12, they were mad that I never told them.
Oh, I know some adults that pronounce it like that.
Really?
I mean, like full-grown, like 40-year-olds.
Did you say, what did you say? I would say that to them. Go, what did you just say?
No, I just kind of wonder what country I'm in.
Oh.
Because I think in other countries, maybe they pronounce it like that. I don't know.
Oh. Archie. Airbag Archie.
Airbag Archie. I guess there's a company that manufactures airbags, and they're definitely not from around here.
Okay.
I'll tell you the name of the company.
That scares me. Right away, you're like, they're not from around here because these airbags will eat you. I mean, what are you about to tell me?
Well, it's the Takata company, T-A-K-A-T-A.
Oh, that sounds Japanese.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it does sound kind of Japanese. Ain't no Jewish firm.
No.
Ain't
no.
Feinbergs.
Oh, no. Then I wouldn't worry so much about what you're probably going to tell me.
Oh, apparently, when the airbags go off,
right,
it also sends shrapnel out of the bag shooting at you, and people have died.
What?
like having their necks like pierced and eyes gouged out. It's like shrapnel coming at you like at high speed.
Yeah,
there's metal objects.
Well, that's
in
nonsense.
It's nonsense. It's not really. You find that to be nonsense? Do you find that not to be good?
I do. Yeah. I mean, who even invents that? Like, is this the onion you're reading?
No, it's not an onion. I'm reading from paper.
I mean,
why would I read an onion? I read from the banana.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it just doesn't make any sense to me because.
Well, it's true though. This company apparently made some. There was some metal stuff inside the bags. It's just supposed to be powder, which can still hurt you. Actually,
I've had them blow up in me. The airbags. Yeah. Yeah, couple of times, and it's nasty.
Put some metal shrapnel in there, you got a problem.
You do.
Yeah, but it's rampant, and apparently back in 2008, the company knew about it. And even the car companies knew that the airbags were, in certain cases, had this possible problem.
Right.
And this is 2014. And now the story's coming out.
Now, what kind of cars were these? Anything?
Every car, almost. I'll read you the general list. And if you want to find out, you can go, you can Google this crap. And for Ford products, you have to put in your vehicle identification number, the VIN number, and it'll tell you whether your airbag is affected. Most of them are passenger airbags, so seriously, the recall is actually saying until you get it fixed and replaced, don't have a passenger in your
car. I'll ride in the back seat.
Hello?
I can just be carted around.
Yeah, but.
Jeepers.
The airbags are made by Takata and are in place in some Toyota, Honda, Mazda, BMW, Nissan, and General Motors models.
Oh, my God.
It's particularly urgent for vehicle owners in Florida, Puerto Rico, Guam, Saipan, American Samoa, Virgin Islands, and Hawaii to take immediate action because apparently in high humidity areas, the airbag can explode more on its own than it can from trigger, which is the horse that Roy Rogers...
It was. Yeah. Wow.
The federal safety agency said car owners uncertain about whether their vehicle is equipped with a Takata airbag can check at www.safecar.gov. So here are the models that are affected. Toyota, their 2002 to 2004 Lexus. Hmm. Well, I'll just say the Corolla, the Matrix, the Sequoia, the Tundra, usually between 2002 and 2004.
Hmm.
A lot of these are off the road, I think, though. I don't know.
Any maybe hybrids?
No.
Good.
2003-2004 Pontiac Vibes. Honda's 3 million cars are affected. Honda Accord, the Civic, the CR-V, the Element, the Odyssey, the Pilot, the Ridgeline, the MDX, and the Acura, all within that time period, 2002 to 2006, whatever. Nissan, the Maxima, Pathfinder, Sentra, Infiniti, all in 2001 to 2003. Mazda, only 18,000 vehicles potentially affected. The Mazda 6 from 2003 to 2004. BMW, about 500,000.
Oh, some Beamers. Good.
Yeah.
I mean so, not good, but.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
In
you
their
know.
Face.
In your
which
face.
Is,
shrapnel in your face.
In your face. Not funny, really, but fine. General Motors, 133,000 vehicles potentially affected. So that's not that many, but it's all of them between, again, 2002, 2003. So
this
around,
should be a big story. I didn't even hear about it.
It is a big story. It's the leading story on everything. It might be a little bigger right now than Ebola.
Jeez. But, well, it should be because there's more of a danger of that happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's killed quite a few people.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's why no one understands why this hasn't been, because these things happened years ago. And they still happen. But, yeah, it'll kill you. It's the shrapnel, like, take your eye out, cut your neck open, that kind of crap.
I don't even get how that would be inside an airbag. Like, who would even think this up?
I don't know. I don't know what this Takata company is thinking.
A prank.
Yeah.
Evil prank.
Yeah. It's like a water balloon. with shrapnel in it.
Yeah.
It's lousy. So seriously, if you own any kind of car whatsoever, go online and take a look at the story and see if your car is affected or not.
Imagine all these cars sitting in used car lots that are probably affected. You buy a car a year from now, you forget about this.
True.
And it's still going
on. True that.
So this is like a problem that's just going to keep
going. It's a big problem. It's a problem for used car owners. You're right. You know,
and they're not going to know necessarily.
No, they're not, because those are the people that don't.
So you've got to keep looking this up for the rest of your life. You better be Googling this.
Well,
when you buy a car, any car.
A used car,
yeah, sure.
The new ones, they don't use this company. But they don't use them because they knew that, and yet they didn't do anything about the old models that I've mentioned here. Oh. And so one of the stories is get your freaking airbags fixed, like, really fast. And the flip side of the story is, like, how come nobody knew this for, it's like almost a decade now, right?
Right.
And this comes out now. So
that's like the weapons of mass destruction coming out now. I mean, there's this whole thing that people burying these stories, and then they eventually come out, but there's a... You know.
Yeah. Well, companies try to keep things quiet because there can be a great lack of... See, that's why I think this dropping the SAT thing for these private colleges, I don't think it's because they're saying, we want more people to be educated. It's we want more people to sign up in our college.
Absolutely.
We want more people to go to our place, and we don't want them not to come here because of their grades. We want all the money we can get.
Oh, it's financially motivated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If we have too many students, we'll just build more buildings on our campus. That's all. We'll take everybody we can get.
Although they make the SAT, I just found out there's three parts now. There used to be two parts, which made it 1,600, 800. Now it's 2,400. So there's three parts of the 800. So there's three parts to the SAT. I don't know what they add. I don't know. There used to be, maybe it was math was one, and then English or something, writing was the second. I don't know what the third. My brother just told me this because my niece had to take them.
So there's another one.
So there's three parts.
Maybe it's computer science or something.
Yeah, I'll have to find out. He might have even told me, and I might have just been zoning out.
Yeah, I would have zoned out if your brother was talking about it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you did.
I know.
Maybe me too.
Sorry, Dave.
Where's your coffee?
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
I put it down
sitting
here.
Sitting there.
Yeah.
So you don't go to the coffee places anymore, I've noticed.
It's not on my way here in Wonder World.
How much out of your way would it be?
The other direction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's no coffee between you and this?
No. That's funny, but that's okay because I can, save a dollar and make my own.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's fine.
How about the gas prices, huh?
What are they? I don't buy gas.
Oh, that's right. You
are they high right now or low? Well, I borrow a vehicle. That's how to do it, man.
I know.
Don't own your own. Borrow things.
So you don't pass the gas stations and say, look at that.
I do, but I don't know what it means. Oh. Was it like $4?
No, it's the other way. It's below $3 in most places.
No
a
way.
Lot of places.
That
yeah.
is good. I mean, I know that's good.
Apparently, there is a... There's too much oil now. There's more oil than they can get rid of. And that's for two reasons. One is because the world is using less oil, which gas, which is good because we're becoming more conservative in our ways.
Right.
And the other is that it's been like warmer. And
okay.
I don't know. And now with the predictions of a warmer winter with an El Nino,
right.
Now gas prices are just plummeting. They've got like more than they can store.
That's why there's always gas in the car I use. But it used to be on empty all the time. Yeah, now it's always full.
That's
and
why.
I'm like, ooh, okay.
That's why.
Something's good.
There's a car wash place that on Pearl Street near the Foxy Lady.
Yeah. I remember that place.
And the reason I put the two together, because in front of this car wash, they have this...
That mechanical.
Yeah,
I used to think it was a person in
lady.
There until I
know,
knew it wasn't.
I did too.
It's the same height as a person.
I mean,
person.
You could take that thing, put it in front of the Foxy Lady, and it's like, okay, now it makes sense.
Just strip it down and put a bikini on it.
It was a stripper-looking kind of lady.
But it was
lady.
A hairy pink monkey, wasn't it, or something?
It was originally.
Originally.
Now it's a slender, sexy...
Are you serious?
Oh, you haven't
it's
seen that?
It's not an animal anymore?
No.
Oh.
It's a woman.
Oh.
An animatronic woman.
No.
It looks like a stripper.
Ooh.
Standing out there waving to
That's
people.
That's going to cause accidents.
And yeah, I thought. And there's a sign in front of her boobs that say car wash.
Oh, my,
And
really?
It's like,
They can't afford to just get a real girl with a bikini. Well, I guess it's November now. Well, almost,
I don't think you're supposed to do that. That might be a little problem.
Why? I've seen it all over the place, haven't you?
Not around here.
Oh.
Where have you seen it? In Florida, maybe they do it.
Yeah, warm climates, I guess.
It's a great marketing tool.
I guess. It's sort of sexist.
It's extremely sexist, but it works.
Apparently. Like Bike Week in Laconia. They have these chicks that run around with the bikinis
exactly.
on. And then,
Exactly.
That's the place for it, though. That's the atmosphere.
I know. not a car wash.
Maybe.
Well,
I guess.
It is. A car wash is like that because the fantasy of the car wash is.
Right, the whole Cool Hand Luke where she's got the.
Right, exactly. Right. So, anyway, so this car wash decided to put in gas station pumps just like a regular gas station. Oh. So they installed the gas station islands at the car wash on Pearl Street.
Okay.
They opened it up trying to get people in.
Right.
And they brought their price down under $3.
Whoa, so that got them in.
This is like about a month ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, it got them in. There's a mobile station on the corner on the other side.
And then there's one on the other side, too.
Correct.
It's a gas corner.
The mobile station all of a sudden drops its price down to $3.03.
Ooh. So there's a little competition going on.
Yes. The Hess station didn't really follow suit right away because they figured, hey, I'm not doing
this. They're on the other side of the street, too.
Well,
it's a little more complicated. You got to cross that street. They're like, we'll take this traffic. You can have that traffic.
I know. But the prices are still down there.
Okay.
They're at the $3 mark and probably will drop lower. And the prediction a couple of months ago was that by Christmas, by the end of the calendar year, prices would be below $3, and they are.
Ooh. So already. I should get a car then.
You should get something to put gas into.
I guess, because I got to take advantage of this. Even if I have no place to go, I'll find places to go.
I find myself now going to the gas station just to top off because the prices are so low.
You just keep it in there. Keep that gas in there while it's cheap.
It's kind of weird.
Stockpile it in your basement. Get some big drums.
Well, probably not the safest idea, and maybe you shouldn't be saying that.
Well, if you're that, like, I've got to go get gas. I just used a gallon. Quick, go back.
You just want to take advantage.
You do.
But the prices will probably drop considerably lower, so we don't have to go crazy about that right now.
Yeah.
It's funny because I myself will travel to the other side of towns and go into other towns.
And
like
you're using
Whitman.
Gas to get there. Stop it.
I know. It's
that
stupid.
That doesn't make sense.
It's the Jew in me. And I'm sorry I said
that.
Yeah,
no, but you're wasting gas, right, to
but
get there to
my,
save.
My people tend to
your
be
people,
cheap.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, and it's only like a 10-15 cent difference. And how many gallons in a typical car? Probably
12?
About 12 to 16, something like that. So we're talking about, you know, you're saving yourself maybe a dollar.
You could get in an accident, too.
You get an accident,
look at it that way.
It does cost more than a dollar to go across town.
You're going, you're taking a chance to do that for
so
what?
It's the psychology of
the way people drive today. A guy could jump in front of your car, remember? You should just not be driving it unnecessarily.
Oh, man. Did you hear the show yesterday?
No, but I can imagine. If you're talking about pedestrian, that whole thing.
Well, finally, the Enterprise.
I did see something.
They did a thing saying, finally, they're admitting what we were talking about by saying it's the pedestrians that are really being the assholes here. And I'm not saying in every case where it was a hit and run and somebody died that they were always assholes.
But they're oblivious.
They are oblivious. And they actually had a picture in the Enterprise of Belmont Street with the high school kids crossing the street in traffic and cutting between cars. And finally, they're admitting that.
Well, they had to look into it because people are dropping like flies, right?
It's been phenomenal. The past few months has just been boom, boom, boom. We're just knocking these kids off.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's good,
right?
But I'm saying that'll teach them a lesson, but the families suffer.
Right.
So on the podcast yesterday, I said, what I think should happen is on the first day of school in every single school system, in every single class, either the teacher or somebody should come in on the first day of school and say, this is the way you cross the street.
I guess you have to.
You cannot do this.
Right.
You can die. Don't trust cars.
Because no one else is telling them. You're right.
Nobody is.
They have to. Has to
it
be
should
done.
Be done on the first day of school across the board. And that's my suggestion and my offering to the.
That makes sense.
So what I said was, and I hope you don't mind, I said, Tori will go into every school system in September.
Easily.
And talk to every single class.
Yeah, they'd like me. So, I'll just have to have one of those masks on.
Yeah.
Because the kids have germs.
Yeah. And the school system would say that Tori must be someone very, very special to take her time speak to all the kids in the entire city.
My time is so limited. Well, I have many naps to take.
Well, it is. Apparently, you can't even get a cup of coffee from it.
I have to drive somewhere and find one first. But then I could have made one. See?
You know that there is one.
That way. But I'm that way.
How far down that? Well, you're
like
right.
Like 2 miles.
Yeah, you're right. It is kind of far. There really is nothing. You're
There's
absolutely
nothing.
Right.
That's fine. I don't care. You know, I make my own. I make instant coffee.
You're right. There isn't. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. There isn't.
That's all right. We could build one.
Out of all the 10 million Dunkin' Donuts places.
They don't have one up at that corner. They should.
No. You know, there is one. Actually, if you're going down Pleasant.
Right.
And you come to the intersection of Pearl.
Right.
If you take a left-hand turn, there's a Tedeschi, like right there.
Oh, they have coffee?
Near some kind of freaking wine place. And
yeah, there's coffee there?
There's coffee there.
No way.
I think all those places have coffee bars. They do.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good. I've been to some of the coffee bars at these places.
Yeah. They're as good as, let's face it, boy, I don't want to put down the donut place, but seriously.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's coffee. Let's grow up.
It's a psychological branding, what they do.
It really is.
The coffee is good.
Right.
But it is not to die for.
Except pumpkin spice latte is at Starbucks. Oh, my God.
Starbucks. That, you go in there?
I've been in there. Sure. Who hasn't?
I've been in there, but I don't like it.
Well, you got to try the pumpkin spice latte. I just get in and get out. Just do your thing.
I can't even be near those people.
Really? Some of them are. The customers mostly
are. Oh, my God.
They're pretentious. I get that. I see that.
Oh,
I feel it.
God.
It's not fun. But
the coffee legitimately sucks, though.
I like the
Can
flavored
I say
ones.
That?
Maybe the plain one does, but I like the flavored ones
it's
they have.
It's too, I mean,
yeah.
I guess you have to have coffee in your blood to understand.
Yeah, you're not a coffee junkie.
No, I mean, I can drink the Dunkin' Donuts thing and be somewhat delighted by it.
I'm delighted by
but
it.
But Starbucks, I drink it and I go, oh my God, did they brew this or is it just like grounds with some water in it?
Well, I like the flavored latte things I like. Maybe their coffee is that way.
I
never
know.
Try
what
it
is
because...
What is a latte?
I don't know. It's L-A-T-T-E.
No,
it's latte.
I spell it, but
I mean, I think it has
milk.
I think it's made with milk. Or something instead of like water.
Oh.
I think it's creamier. Mm. I think it's different. I think it's steamed or something. I don't really investigate how they're done. I just like know what I like and I order it that way.
The Tedeschi's are someplace. Right. They have a machine and you press a button and it's, you know, the same price as their little coffee. It's like a buck. And they have like a vanilla flavor. Mm. I think it's cappuccino they call it.
Okay.
And there's a little powder that goes into your cup and then hot water on top.
All right.
It's so tasty and
That's
good.
That's tasty.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
It's like vanilla hot chocolate to me.
Ooh,
it's very good.
Ooh, I got to do that one then.
So next time, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's the warm weather's coming. I mean, yeah. The cold weather's coming.
Oh, I don't know. It could be warm.
Yeah, as you say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I may need a bikini. But I'll just start drinking.
Bow wow.
I'll stand in front of the car wash and flag him in when I'm not telling kids not to run into the street.
Right.
See, my time is going to be divided.
Yeah, that can cause a lot of accidents too.
Yeah.
The sexy girl. I'm surprised that nobody stopped that, but
I
guess there's no ordinance.
I have to go look at this now. I need a picture. This has got to be Facebook material. Hey, everybody, look at this.
Well, on your way back.
Used to be a monkey.
On your way back, hang a left.
I will. I know how to, yeah.
You know where it is.
I'll check it out.
You know where it is.
I'll chick-a-boom it out.
I think she's still out there. I'm pretty sure she's been out there for months.
All winter.
And
are they going to put a hat on her at all?
I don't think they put a muff on her tits or anything.
It's going to get ridiculous in January.
I know.
I mean, they need to really think this through.
Did I ever tell you the story in Rochester, New York about the car wash with the women?
I don't think so.
I'll tell you very quickly. I was in Rochester, New York. I lived there for like a year and a half.
Yeah, you're a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker. Well, I lived up there for a little bit.
Native New Yorker.
Yeah. So there was this car wash that opened, you know, very close to where I lived on the main strip, literally. And this guy decided that he needed to bring business in. So he hired these very attractive model girls to dress in bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturdays and Sundays, he would put them out there. And they kind of like, you go through the car wash, but then the cars would be wet when they came out. So these girls would be on the other side and they would wipe down your car while you sat in them,
mm-hmm.
while you sat in the car. So they'd be pressing up against the windshield with their sausage things and, or whatever they are.
Sausage things? Well, what kind of girls? Trannies? What?
Yeah. They were little trannies.
All right.
No, they couldn't afford the real ones.
The melons. They call them melons, not sausages.
Okay. I get my food stuffs kind of mixed up.
A little bit.
All right, fine. That was really wrong, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's all right.
But that's what they did.
That.
So you'd sit in the car, and if you were a guy, unless you were a eunuch, you would find that to be entertaining
at the very least.
Yeah.
Why not?
So,
you get in trouble from your wife. Where were you? Were you at the car wash again? Hey.
How can you cheat on me? What are you talking about? In my car. I look at my car.
I know.
Yeah. There would be, literally, they'd have to get detailed police on weekends to...
Oh, my goodness. For the traffic?
Traffic. It would be... the line would go back blocks in order to go through this car wash.
What is wrong with men? What is that about? Now there's internet, too. I mean, you shouldn't have to leave your house.
No, you don't.
Crazy. Girls in car washes. I mean, how desperate do you have to be?
It wasn't illegal to do that, and his business boom, 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 boomed.
Yeah, boom, boom is right.
He became a very rich man.
Where is he now?
To the point where he could afford police detail.
I guess.
That was probably what the town said, all right, you know, we can't stop you from doing it, but you're going to need a police detail. You have to pay for police detail. And the guy said, oh, I got plenty of money now.
Yeah.
Is there any circumstance, Tori, where a woman would go to a certain place to see guys in a sexy manner, similar to my car wash story? Is there any circumstance where that would happen?
I don't know, but if there were, it's not as prevalent. I mean, you might find, you know, here and there something. And I saw this really funny thing on the internet the other day about these women in a hair salon,
yes.
And they're cutting hair and looking out the window where there's a guy cleaning the window.
Yep.
When he cleans, you see that the top and then the bottom, and then he's got a little kitty in his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that cute? I mean, that's once in a while. It's the reversal, and that's acceptable apparently. But the reversal is, you know, the sexy women, and then it's, you know, the guy's sexist. I mean, I get that too. I play into it a little because it's funny, but it's just more degrading. With men, do it. Men are like, oh, they're sexy. That's not degrading. It's definitely a double standard. But are there places that women do that? I don't know. I mean,
well, I think
Chippendales.
It is
degrading. I
don't know. It's degrading. Certainly degrading.
Yeah, but I mean, it's someone's choice to do that to make money. There's nothing wrong with it for them. Then there's nothing wrong with it. They're making a choice. They're making a conscious choice. Do I do this? I have a nice body. Okay, I'm going to go make some money dancing.
Right.
Men or women, whatever. Right. Whatever. It's not, you know, it's 2014. Please. That should be fine.
It should be fine. I agree with you. But quite appropriately, a strip club could not have its girl standing on the street. In most cases, they wouldn't want to because they lead double lives in most cases.
Maybe, yeah.
But that would never be used as a to get people in.
Right.
If there was a car wash in the summer where hunky guys, like firefighter guys.
Oh, I see what you're saying, right.
Were cleaning your windshield.
Yeah, women would go.
You think so?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
The word would get out. I'd check it out. Who wouldn't?
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it would be bananas to melons.
Right, exactly. It would happen.
Oh.
But they'd have to be really good-looking guys because women are way pickier than men.
Yeah.
I mean, in my opinion.
Well, you're right.
The women I know. I mean, I don't see that, you know, any guy, they're going to be like, oh, that guy? Wouldn't want to see him naked. No, 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 no.
Oh, no, of course. Obviously. Well, there are a lot of women I wouldn't want to see naked either.
Yeah, but if they're in a bikini and they're not that, I mean, they don't have to be bikini models. They just have to look pretty good. And guys are like, ooh.
True.
Women, I think women tend to be a tiny bit pickier because they want these guys that are just.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
To look at. Washing a car.
You're right.
Not to marry and go out with.
You are right. They wouldn't even have to be attractive models at the car wash. They just would have to look okay in spandex.
Right.
That's where I draw the line.
Yes. So that's,
right.
But the women, they want the muscles, I guess, and the whole. Then it's just a little more. Like,
okay.
Ooh.
It's a little more stringent in order to find the sexuality in a human body.
Yeah.
I got you.
Right. For that type of arrangement.
I understand. Because now I'm thinking that I could open up a car wash and do that, like have two entrances to the car wash. One of them would be girls rubbing down the car. The others would be guys rubbing down the car. And I could capture the entire demographic.
What an endeavor that would be. Count me in there. I like that.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'll round up the people.
I really want to invest in something.
Yeah.
Because I'm really too lazy to do anything.
Right.
But if I invest in something, all I have to do is sit back and collect the money.
That's true. That's true.
So that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
So if anybody has a great idea and they were willing to do all of the work, I'll invest in it.
If it's a good business. You're not just going to invest
in
anything.
Oh, no, of course
not.
Oh, no.
You're not just looking to throw
business.
Your money. Okay.
I'm very picky. I'm like a woman when it comes to that.
Oh, good. Okay. When it comes to that and other things, maybe.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
All right, fine.
What time is it?
Why, you got to be somewhere?
No.
Okay.
Just like, you know, are we ticking? Is it clock tick, 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 tick?
Did you ever hear of a group called Cheap Trick?
Yes, of course.
They put a new, you call it album?
There's something new from them?
Yeah.
they dropped some beats?
They dropped some beats. They put out a new CD, and it's actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like, wow, they've been around since
listen to this. This is actually Cheap Trick. Listen to this thing here. I find that they're better than they were because they were like one-hit wonder groups.
Well, your mama don't dance, yeah. Your papa don't dance. Silly. I don't think it's dance. Here comes a miracle. Oh, I've heard this.
Oh, you have?
I didn't know.
Did you know it was them? Yeah.
The
one we've been waiting
for. It sounds like John Lennon-ish.
It does, exactly.
Oh, my God. Or Julian Lennon. That's what Julie, I thought. Julian, I probably thought it was Julian Lennon.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's weird. I didn't know it was them, but I have heard this.
Yeah, interesting.
Wow.
You're like in a music aficionado. You happen to...
Music, movies, any form of entertainment.
Do you listen to music during the day when you're walking around?
Mm-hmm. Not when I'm walking, but at home, yeah, I do.
When you're walking? So when you're sitting down, as soon as you get up, it stops.
Well, I mean, how am I supposed to listen to music when I'm walking? With some mini device that would put in my ears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Yes, that is how.
I know. Yeah. But I don't go anywhere, so I don't need to.
Okay.
But if I did, I would. If I had to walk around somewhere, if I had to walk someplace, I would use that. An iPod, sure. I have one. I just don't need to do it that way.
You don't need to.
I have it. I have it. Just put it at home with speakers, and you know, you're in your house, and you have the speakers.
So you listen to music constantly all day?
Not all day, but I couldn't go a day without it because it just wouldn't make sense.
I kind of don't listen to music much at all.
That's sad.
Yeah.
A little bit sad, don't you think?
I think I am missing out, but I like when something's quiet, I so much embrace the peace and quiet of the moment.
So you like to meditate. That's good, yeah.
I can't meditate.
Well, you must be somehow if you're quiet. You like this peace and quiet.
I like to be surrounded by peace and quiet, but my brain will never accept that.
No.
Ever.
Your brain's always going.
Always.
You got to learn how to quiet it. Can.
I can't, and people have said that experts have said you've got to meditate, and I say how? How do you clear your mind?
I used to be the same way. Yeah, I'm like, I could never do this. It's impossible.
Do you
now? I think too much. You can, yeah, I can.
How do you do it? Can you tell me? Is it a secret?
No, but I think it helps to have like maybe binaural beats, or you know, when you put the headphones on, and you can just Google binaural beats. And
I understand what that is.
And well, there's like a wavelength with music and little sounds, and that can
sounds
help
annoying.
You. Well,
is it not
depends.
Annoying?
No, I don't think so.
What do you call it? Binormal?
Binaural.
Bi.
N-A-N-U-A-R-A-L. It'll correct you. It'll autocorrect.
Binaural beats. Okay. Yeah, I see it.
And you can use that with headphones, and it can kind of it can accelerate it and make it so you just can. Not think of anything. Try to clear your mind, and that might help.
Aren't the beats annoying?
Well, I don't think so. Isn't that great?
No.
And the reason it's called binaural is because it's when you have to use headphones for the binaural ones, bi meaning two, because it's
goes back and forth.
It's going back and forth, and there's a pause in between where your brain can connect to that wavelength. I'm probably explaining it wrong, but.
It says, warning, extremely powerful third eye opening binaural beat meditation.
Oh, you found this on YouTube, I bet.
Yeah.
I listened to this one last night, actually. It's 1 hour. It's about an hour long, right?
Yeah.
And I listened to it, and then
you know everything. You are so educated.
I fell asleep to this. The same one you're on YouTube. It has like 2 million hits or something, right? Yeah, I did this one last night just because I was looking for something different with the binaural. And because I already have the CDs and things. So I'm like, maybe YouTube has something new.
You don't find this annoying, the fact that it's...
No, it's trippy. And it's great to have sex, too.
It sounds like my fan is malfunctioning.
Oh, I see how you can see that, right?
See, if it were a constant sound, I would find that very relaxing. But this is like... I feel like smacking something to make it stop wobbling.
No, it's making me like... Ooh, I like it.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I love it.
Well... I mean, if I were to play this and we weren't talking over it, I guess it would be dangerous because, well, we don't do the car thing, so I guess it's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
If it were real radio.
Oh, yeah.
It would be dangerous.
Pull over to the side.
Right. Do not listen to this.
Well, you'd have to have the headphones.
So this goes on for an hour just like this.
Yeah. But this has background music. Sometimes you can, well, there's different music you can have for it, too. There's all this tons of
stuff. Let me fast forward into it like about 50 seconds or 50 minutes and see if it's still there. Oh, a little bit different. Now, this I find more relaxed.
Because it's gradually...
Because it's constant.
It's changed into a... And you're not aware of it. If you listen to it the whole way through, like, I fell asleep. It was perfect. It was
really?
Like, great. It was wonderful.
Now, this is a little annoying as well, because it sounds like, you know, when TV used to go off the air, it would just be
this... Oh, right, yeah, yeah. Maybe meditation's not for you, Ron.
No, because I'm finding fault in everything that I do and everything I see.
Right. You can also meditate with nothing. with no music, no anything.
That's impossible.
How a lot of people do it.
Well, that's how you go to bed. I understand. What's the difference between that and going to sleep? What is the difference
between
that and
going to sleep with quiet. I never go to sleep with silence. I can't.
You go to sleep with music.
Because I have tinnitus in my ear. I have ringing. So I don't want to go to sleep and have quiet.
So this takes the place of the ringing for
well,
you.
Well, it could. Yeah. But I like ocean waves, anything. It doesn't necessarily need to be this. I just like some sort of background noise, white noise, any kind of something is good. But this is really good for that. Yeah.
I'm going to have to try something because I can't go on like this.
Oh, I think you can. Don't change, Ron. I like you just the way you are.
I think you can.
No, tell me what.
Oh, shut up. All right, here's what I would... This is 4 hours of ocean wave sounds.
Wow.
I didn't know you could download 4 hours on
Yeah. Yeah, they have... YouTube. I've seen 10 hours.
Really? The size of their computer must be incredible.
I mean, who would want 10 hours of anything?
Can you imagine all the YouTube... Wow.
Yeah, that's why I think Google took it over now. It's got huge,
wow.
Yeah.
All right, here's the ocean waves.
Yeah, that's good. These are like big waves. They have lapping waves as well. I like the lapping waves.
Oh, the lapping, because that would be more, as you say, the intermittent
in the Cape,
stuff.
Right, we have in the bay. There's little lap. There's not these big giant waves where we are.
So you can open up the window and not even have to. It's right there.
Right.
It's not a recording. It's actually...
It's right there.
It's actually...
Sure.
Wow.
All year long, even in the winter.
Wow. See, I could do that, and then a little bird chirping in the background, or seagull.
No seagulls,
no seagulls.
Birds.
Oh, really?
That will annoy. That will startle me out of whatever. I need this peace. I don't want any weird sounds coming out. I need it to be constant. So if there's a seagull, I'm all done with that.
But don't you have seagulls on the beach?
Well, not when I'm trying to sleep. I don't want to lie on the
beach.
They
just don't come
seagulls.
Around. They just don't come around when Tori's going to go to sleep. No seagulls.
I mean, yeah, that. But yeah. I mean, I don't. At night when I'm sleeping, I hear the waves. I don't hear seagulls.
Wow. See, this I could fall. This okay. I could fall or meditate to.
Really? Okay. See, then there you go. You're welcome.
Well, thank you. This is nice.
It's good. It's all good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do like that.
What's not to like?
We've gone a long time here.
We have.
Yeah. It's time to go.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Go. We'll leave to the lovely sound of the ocean.
Yeah.
Which
Why
is
not?
Part of us, right? We evolved from it. We got the water in us. I got the music in me. So.
Well, you evolved from a guppy.
I did.
Because you're small.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I evolved from a large sperm whale.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that the largest creature on Earth? Or was it a blue whale? I think it's a blue whale. It's the largest
that's
mammal.
That's
Casella. Oh.
Right. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Tori, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have to pee.
I know. It can happen.
I know. I see.